Well, our next guest, Edward Liske, has been crunching all the weather stats, and so we want to know what numbers jump out from last month. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. I mean, I have never been yo-yoed around like this month.
Yeah, we've had a really cold month this year, or this past February. We were about 4 to 5 degrees below normal for this month, and most of that was from the cold snap that we had in the second week of the month. So, and the airport actually got down below zero for its lowest temperature in around February 10th. Got down to -5.
Does this cold weather have any connection with anything to do with what they had down in Texas, the deep freeze?
Yes, the air mass that affected us in the second week of February was the same air mass that went down and affected Texas about mid-month. So if you thought it was cold here, they thought it was really cold too.
Well, I think we're used to cold weather here, more prepared to handle it as far as having insulation and things like that. But, you know, basically, when you have a system like that, you've got, strong high pressure that kind of locks the cold in place. How does that settle in and last so long?
Well, the main thing behind it is that cold air is much denser than, say, warmer air. So it just settles down to the ground and stays there and builds up the air pressure. Usually we see it as a very strong high pressure system that forms up in the southern Yukon, and usually sticks around there for quite a while. And then we see the colder outflow winds that come down the channels and straits here in southeast as the Taku winds or as the really strong gale force winds that blow down Lynn Canal during those times.
And boy, they did wail and hoop and holler this month. Well,
basically that high pressure just slid on southeast into the lower 48 after it affected us and gave Texas all the cold weather that it got and all the problems too.
Well, you know, we have had a lot of snow and rain, and I'm just wondering if we set any records there.
Not for this month as far as the precipitation. We were actually 125% of normal for the both liquid precipitation and for snow for the month. We actually received about 21.1 inches of snow at the airport. But for the round Juneau, it ranged for anywhere from about nearly 30 inches at the forecast office in the back of the valley to 19 inches downtown.
So you've been forecasting for, 13 years now here in Juneau. So how did this month stand out to you? Did it seem different than most winter months?
Not really. We've usually get one or two or three cold snaps every winter. So, and usually get down into the negative numbers at least once or twice a winter. This is basically what we got our cold snap for this winter. And for clarity's sake, the negative low that we got at the airport, they haven't been below zero since January 7th, 2009 was the last time the airport went below zero before this.
I guess we're pretty spoiled here in Juneau, because it gets a lot colder in some other places in our state. But you know, what about next month? I think a lot of people are saying, I'm ready to be done with this rain and snow that doesn't know what it wants to do. What's the outlook for March?
Well, climate outlook for March is we're looking at a trend toward below normal temperatures for the month of March, and there's no significant trend for precipitation at the moment. So it could be above normal or below normal. So whether that translates to snow, we'll see. It will all depend on if the cold weather sticks around when the precipitation shows up.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us a look back and a look ahead. Thanks a lot, Edward Liske with the National Weather Liske, I'm sorry, with the National Weather Service. Yeah. Thanks.
You're very welcome.